These gold pendants and beads exemplify the finest craftsmanship in gold from the ancient Near East. The pendants each represent a deity or the symbol of a deity. The two discs with granulated rosettes may be symbols of Ishtar, goddess of fertility and war, represented by the planet Venus. The two female figures wearing horned headdresses and long flounced dresses probably represent Lama, a protective goddess. The disc with rays emanating from a central boss represents Shamash, the sun god. And the forked lightning is the symbol for Adad, the storm god. Necklaces with similar symbols can be found on the figures of royal personages in later Assyrian wall reliefs, and probably served as both jewelry and talismans. This group of gold jewelry is said to have been found at Dilbat, a modern town near Babylon, along with four cylinder seals and three granulated gold cylinder seal caps. It's difficult to date the Dilbat hoard because the technique and imagery employed were known throughout the first half of the second millennium BC. Similar gold discs with extensive granulation have been found in a tomb at Ebla in western Syria and in a private house at Larsa in southern Mesopotamia. Other objects in the hoard seem to have been made earlier and kept for centuries. It is possible that such a hoard would have been gathered and kept by a jeweler who would have had use for such raw materials.